All right, dude. We're back. How about that? We are back. And we're doing it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. It's a recall to the first episode. What's up, guys? This is Just Raw, in case you guys forgot. I've been away for a while. And I'm gonna tell you why. The main reason is that right now, podcasting fucking sucks. It simply just fucking sucks, dude. Even the podcasts that I listen to on a daily basis, they all suck, dude. And I think the reason why, and the reason why I took so long from this podcast, is because right now, everybody's got kind of like an underlying depression going on. Everybody, even if you're the happiest person on earth with all this COVID bullshit, everybody's got an underlying depression going on. We can't go out and experience everything like we want to. You got to wear a mask everywhere you go, and when you wear a mask everywhere you go, you sweat. And when you sweat around the mouth, you get acne, and it looks like you've just been kissing nasty people in nasty places. And it's not a good look. I've said that the government should pay for our acne cream, and I still stand by that. But everybody has like an underlying depression going on right now. So even if somebody were to be like, "Hey man, I really like your shirt," I'd be like, "Oh, thanks, man. Fuck you. Hey, get fucked once, dude." And it's not even because I don't like them. It's not because, I'm a dick or anything. It's just like, open the country, dude. I don't want to wear this fucking mask anymore. First of all, when I wear the mask, every single time I move my mouth, the mask moves up and it gets like right on my eyelashes. And I have long, beautiful eyelashes, dude. I'm like a chick. I'm like a chick who puts fake ones on and it just looks like Slender Man's hands are coming out of their fucking eyelid when they got those long eyelashes. And my shit is natural, dude. I got naturally pretty eyelids. I don't have Slender Man hands coming out. And then these chicks, dude, with all this fucking makeup shit, all they first of all, dude, their faces look perfect. Now, it's all good. I get it. Makeup has become an art. But it's like you look almost too perfect. I don't want anybody to look perfect. I like people to look a little fucked up, man. I like people to look a little bit goofy. I like for one eye to be a little bit lower than the other eye. I like mouths to be crooked. I like people that are fucked up. I don't want to see nobody perfect. And when these girls got these long ass eyelashes on and they make these fucking boomerang videos, I'm just like, you know what, dude? Go out somewhere and just get lost there. Just get lost. Because nobody needs to see you again. Anyways, I don't know why I drift. Oh yeah, because of the fucking dude, we're already fucking way off of the rails here. But yeah, the mask always comes up and gets into my eyelashes and like I'm blinking on top of this mask and a lot of times, man, I'll just pull it down. I'll pull it down under my chin. I don't give a fuck, dude. And there's been places that I go into where I don't even wear the mask anymore. Like I get it. You should, it's like a comfort thing. It makes everybody feel comfortable. Man, we're so far into this shit that it's fuck everybody. Fuck everybody right now, dude. We're all a little bit too depressed. Hey, man, that's a nice shirt. Thanks. Fuck you, dude. I really like those shoes, man. Where'd you get them? Oh, I got them. I went to the mall or I got them offline. Oh, those are dope, dude. Really, really. Those are really dope. And you also seem like a really cool guy. Oh, thanks, man. Go get fucked. I don't know. It's just like, and when you're doing podcasts, you need experience Like you gain material off of going out and experiencing things. And even the people, I guess the only person who's really doing it right, besides like themed podcasts, like Halloween podcasts, or another one I listen to is cults. I like hearing about cults and everything. But I guess the only person who's probably doing it right is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan can do no wrong, even though he has people on that talk about molecular biology and genophysics and shit like that. And I can't listen to it because I can't make heads or tails out of it. I don't know what any of it means. It's all just a bunch of words put together, and it makes my brain literally start to fry to where if you took it out of my head, it would look like a ball of like fried chicken. It would look like a ball of anything that's made in the South because everything's fried. But it's like, just let us get the fuck back out there and start doing shit, man. And people are so bored that they just get, I don't know, man. I feel like everything's so confrontational now, man. It's bullshit. It's straight up bullshit. So I've had a hard time coming in here because there is a sense of depression in me, and I don't like to get depressed. I spent a lot of my childhood being depressed. Like not when I was a kid, I had a great, time growing up. But when I was in like my early, mid, and late teens, it was like always a depression because I wasn't doing shit. And I've been out of work and collecting this bullshit government check like I'm an overweight light white lady who smokes 3-pack of cigarettes a day and has black shit all in her teeth, and 8 kids, they all got disabilities just so you can get a $700 check every month. I feel like that lady. And it's bullshit, dude. And I've been looking for work and I've got a couple of places that are coming up, but it's like, man, just I don't like not doing anything. I don't like feeling stagnant. And after, so it's been like this since April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It's like 7 months now, dude. But I'm not as depressed as like some people are. I haven't been listening to My Chemical Romance a lot or anything like that in the bathtub. I don't have running eyeliner every time I hear Evanescence song or anything like that. But I haven't been out experiencing anything to really gain material. I think of shit all the time. Like my brain is a constant conveyor belt of like ridiculous shit that goes on. And I can sometimes make bits out of it, and sometimes I just say, fuck it, I can't make anything out of this. But I got tired of not coming in here. It's been like 5 or 6 weeks since I've come in here and done this podcast. And I don't know, man. I just wanted to get back in here. Tired of sitting by, tired of not doing anything. So that's why I've been away. And that was 8 minutes of explaining why I've been away. And you guys have probably already checked out, dude. But it is what it is, and we're already fucking rolling, dude. We're almost 10 minutes in, and we're killing it. The other day, I heard a reggae song. I can't remember what reggae song it was, dude, but I heard it, and it took me back to like 2003 when, I don't really know if you could say that reggae was popping back then, but it was definitely popular. And I started thinking about, you guys remember Elephant Man, where he had that Pon de Riva? Pon de Riva, a Pon de Pon, a Pon de Riva, a Pon de Pon. Oh, dude, I used to listen to that fucking song, like back when MTV actually played music. And BET, and it wasn't all the haves and the have-nots, and literally Tyler Perry owned BET like he does now. Literally, dude, if you turn on BET right at this moment, a Madea movie's gonna be on. There's no way that a Madea movie's not gonna be on if you turn on BET right now. In fact, that's a call to arms, dude. I want you guys to pause this podcast, but definitely come back to it. But I want you to pause the podcast and I want you to go fucking check BET, even if it's a channel anymore. I don't know because I don't have cable, but I don't have cable because all I do is stream because it's 2020 and who the fuck is paying for cable? Dude, that's the thing, man. It's 2020, worst year ever, besides maybe 1942 when 6 million Jews were killed in gas chambers. It's 2020, arguably the worst year since Napoleon took over all of Europe. I so don't know my fucking history, dude. I so don't know my history. I don't even know what Napoleon took over. But all I know is that it's 2020 and it's the worst year since Caesar was in charge of Rome. And if you're paying for fucking basic, if you're paying for cable, dude, who the fuck are you? Hey man, if you're paying for cable, get a fucking tattoo on your head that says out of the loop. Right on your, get a Post Malone hairline tattoo in lettering that says out of the loop. And people will know when they see you, as soon as they see the out of the loop tattoo, they're gonna be like, oh shit, that guy has basic, that guy has cable. I don't know why I keep saying basic cable. That's what we had when I was, that's what my grandmother had when I was a kid. And all I would be able to watch is like King of the Hill and Frasier and Seinfeld, which I still watch Seinfeld because I think it's the greatest sitcom of all time. I've heard people talk, I think it was Jeff Garlin. Jeff Garlin, he is, I don't know what the fuck he was on. I think he was on Daddy Daycare. I know he's on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is, it's one of the best shows of all time. But he was saying like sitcoms where it's on TV and it has the live audience, you know, where somebody will say something, they'll be like, oh, you rascal. And then the audience will go, ha. And, but he, what he was saying was like, if people, I need to get my words right. If people are saying that shit, if they make a joke and the audience laughs, the people that are actually in the show aren't laughing about the joke. And it takes the actual like sincerity and organicness, if organicness is a word, it takes that out of it. So if I said something and you thought it was, and it's funny, and you thought it was funny, but you're not allowed to laugh and only the audience laughs, it takes a little bit out of it. But the thing with Seinfeld is that like Jerry Seinfeld would crack and Jason Alexander would crack character. They'd break character a little bit and they would start laughing. And I like that about Seinfeld. But other than that, dude, if you're making a sitcom, don't make it fucking live audience. Just make it like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David is riffing with these people and they're basically like improvising and having a real conversation and they laugh about the shit that they fucking say, dude. It's organic. And I smack the back of my hand, the back of my right hand with the front of my left hand. Like I'm like, put the money there. Fuck you, pay me. So something fucking Robert De Niro would do. Oh, you got bills. You're coming to me. I loaned you the money, and now you tell me that you got bills. Fuck you, pay me. What is that, Goodfellas? Such a good movie. But yeah, dude, fucking make it organic. What are we doing here? But yeah, back to this elephant man shit. Back in the day, you would wake up in the morning getting ready for school and it'd be like 6:30 and they were just fucking jamming in the morning, dude. It would get you in such a good mood and get you hyped up for fucking school. You would, I know me, I don't know about anybody else, but I would stand in the mirror with my fucking school outfit on, which was obviously terrible because it was 2003 and there was no style that was good in 2003. I was always super into hip hop because I've always been very hip hop. And I would wear these big, long fucking t-shirts with my pants sagging. I still rock a little bit of a sag, but nothing like I was back then. And always like high top Air Force Ones with rubber bands at the bottom. Rubber bands at the bottom of my pants, dude. So fucking not stylish. And it would just get you hype in the morning, dude. You'd wake up and you would just hear meow. And then it's just the fireman coming. Banana, cause I'm the fireman, fire for fireman. I got the fire, I'm fire, I'm fire, I'm fire, I'm fire, fire. You can fuck it up and I'ma put you out. You would just hear Lil Wayne at 6:30 in the morning. Lil Wayne at 6:30 in the morning is gonna get you jetted to go to school, dude. It's gonna get you jetted. But this fucking elephant man, I remember the first time I saw it in 2003. What would I have been? 13? I was born in 91, so 2003, I was 12 or 13, maybe. I don't know math. I was probably fucking not that at all. But I don't know math. I'm not gonna do math on this podcast, dude. But I remember back then even having the process, the thought process, like this is the most amazing and also terrible thing that I've ever seen in my life. And oh God, I don't know what the fuck happened. I almost stroked out. The lemon Perrier is killing it today. But yeah, this shit, dude. This guy's just sitting there talking on the phone, and Elephant Man says, "Yep, I'm good to go." That's just starting it. There we go. Oh, dude, he says. I've seen it. First of all, the lyrics are on here. He says, "I've seen enough," NUFF as short for enough. "I've seen enough dance before," and then always in parentheses when they're ad-libbing, he says, and this is the first line of the song besides when he says, "Yeah, good to go." It says, "I've seen enough dance before," in parentheses it says, "John." Ah, listen to him, dude.
I've seen all that before,
John! And then he says, Bogle! Kiva and Stacy. Oh, dude, these lyrics. Oh my God. In the first, he says, "All right." Oh, shit, dude. We're gonna have a fucking silly time here today. But it doesn't say all right. It says A apostrophe right. All right. Real bad man, nah, NUH, wear people pants. We tech dancing to a higher rank. Holy shit, dude. We spin pound and we spin franc. John, oh, dude, we're referring to John again. John have a new dance, a lock Jamaican on Bronx. Oh, dude, when they spelt Bronx, they spelt it capital BRON, capital X. Bronze. It got some emphasis on the X there. Pond de river, Pond de Bank. Pond de River. Pond de Bank. I don't know what any of this means. Dancing to a higher rung. With Ben Bone and with Ben Frank. Shut up and you don't come up to me. The video quality. And they got a watermark on here like a fucking, like an old infomercial that says, what does it say? It says Coast to Coast with RJ at JNoteZ723, call 212-540-2560. $3.50 a minute? What are you doing, dude? Throwing pussy around? That's something that a fat dude with, like, gravy on his shirt would pay for pussy over the phone. Not even really getting it. Not even getting it, dude. And he's just like, oh, yes, would you please tell me what you're going to do to my dick. Or like a skinny weird guy with so much back acne.
Oh, yeah, please tell me what I can do to your pussy.
Never had it. An elephant man, dude. He's just... he's got the most blonde dreads you've ever seen. And he just hops around on one leg, moving the other leg. And all of his backup dancers have fucking jerseys on that say Southside. Everybody's doing the run. Give him a run! Wow. Now they got literally 100 people in a small crowded hallway doing like a dance where they're just tapping their toe on the floor. Ah! Oh my God, dude. Wow. Man, this shit, they don't make shit like this anymore, dude. They just don't. And then, like, there's, God, the reggae stars. Like, back in the 90s, dude, they had that fucking, that song that started out, and it was just like, whoa, I'm on, yeah. What was that, Return of the Mac? Dude, Return of the Mac! Oh, what I got a song. Yes, I did, and I bear a cast upon. And I shed a song of gold. And they know I'm on a know. Return of the Mac, yeah. And then at one time he'd be like, Return of the Mac, 1 second. Like, like he had to go piss, dude. Return of the Mac, 1 second. Got to go fucking piss out of my dick. Whoa, come on, yeah. Coming so hard, dude. Oh my God. I don't remember that guy's name. But then there was, back in the 90s, it was different, dude. Like, that reggae was different. Because it was still reggae, and then in the early 2000s, like with Elephant Man and fucking Sean Paul. Dude, Sean Paul, dude! Oh my God, do you guys remember that Get Busy? That Get Busy, dude? Oh, hold on, I gotta look this shit up, dude. Oh, of course an ad. If everyone gave you the value that the general does. Of course an ad of just a couple eating a giant fucking ribs. Like Flintstone, like ribs you'd see on a Flintstones. On a Flintstones? Wow, dude. So German. So German to say a Flintstones.
Ah, yes, we were watching the TV and we saw the commercial. The couple eating at the restaurant and the waiter brings out a ribs that you would only see on a Flintstones. It was so big that it looked like it belonged to a brontosaurus, which is something that you would only see on a Flintstones.
Here we go, dude. Sean Paul, Get Busy. Sorry. Shake that thing, miss. First of all, the breath he took, he said, shake that thing, miss. Kana. Listen to this shit. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Such a deep breath, dude. COPD. He's just like, shake that thing, Miss Kana Kana.
Thing, Miss Kana Kana, shake that thing, Miss Annabella, shake that thing, yeah, Donna Donna, Jordy and Rebecca.
So many names, dude. Miss Kana Kana, Miss Annabella, Jan, Donna Donna, Jordy and Rebecca. It's just... Dude, I'm having such a good fucking time in here, dude. I miss this shit.
Miss Annabella, shake that thing, yeah.
No, 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 no. Jody and Rebecca. It's like he left them out. And he's like, don't forget your Jody and Rebecca. And they're like, wee, we're drunk. He said our names, man. Of course, chicks don't say man unless they talk about vibes a lot. You freaking vibes are good, man. Dude, my girlfriend, dude, she's so fucking funny. Like, legitimately probably the funniest girl I've ever known in my life, dude. She is so funny, and she makes me laugh hard, dude. And we were at this party one night, a real slamming party as far as, like, if you're 27 to 55, like, you would think it was a slamming party. And if you're 26 to 17, you'd be like, these people are old as fuck, dude. Let's leave. But we had a slamming ass time. And this girl, like, she's a really nice girl, but... She can't stop talking. I'm not going to say her name or anything like that, but she doesn't stop talking. And if the first thing she asks you is your birthday, and when you tell her your birthday, she'll be like, yeah, man, you give off some really good vibes, man. Like, oh, wow, you're a Capricorn. Wow, you've really been through a lot, haven't you? I can sense by your aura that you've been through so much. And do you want to guess if she wears circular glasses or not? Because if you guess that she did, ding, ding, ding! You're right, dude. She wears circular glasses and talks about vibes way too much. But I've never seen her in a bandana, which is a good sign, because maybe she's not full-blown fucking zodiac sign, whatever the fuck thing I'm looking for. But, and then, we have a friend, like, it's my buddy's wife, and my girl's really, really tight with her, and she loves to talk. God bless her, she loves to talk. And this girl with the vibes that asks you your birthday and really insinuates that she's known you your whole life just by knowing your birthday and knowing all the struggles that you've had and all the trials and tribulations, to get so biblical with it. She loves to talk. And then when she had a conversation with the vibes girl, she got completely talked into the ground, and she didn't understand how she got talked into the ground. But she knew that, oh, wow, maybe I should shut up a little bit more, because maybe this is what I'm doing to people. And, dude, that's called reflectiveness. That she was reflecting. She was reflecting, told the girl that she was a fucking Sagittarius or whatever. The girl said, oh, my God, I can sense by your energy aura that you've been through so much. And I just want to tell you, I admire you so much. Never met her before that night, and nothing got personal. So she immediately insinuated that since she was a fucking certain zodiac sign, that she'd been through all these things, and it just wasn't true. And she got talked into the fucking floor. So you know what, dude? Karma. Here we go, Sean Paul! Yeah. Woman, get busy, just shake that booty nonstop when the beat drop. Just get swinging it. Just keep swinging it, dude. Fucking kids on the playground. Oh, are we there for recess yet? Is recess time over yet? No, just keep swinging it, Billy. Okay, yay, I get to keep swinging it. Get jiggy, dude. Get crunked up, percolate. Anything you want to call it, awesome. Dude, he said oscillate in here. Oscillate your hip and don't take pity. Whoa, dude. That's amazing. Don't percolate anything you want for God. It's oscillate if I don't take pity. You want to see you get live on the rhythm of my ride. Okay, me want fi see you get live pon the rhythm. Whoa, dude. The person who made these lyrics actually said it how Jamaicans say it. And when I first saw Sean Paul, because he's like super light skinned, and when I was a kid, it was still okay to fucking generalize people. And me being a fucking idiot kid, I was like, hey, I think that Jamaicans are all dark skinned. And then I saw Sean Paul and I was like, oh, that's a mixed dude who's trying to be Jamaican. I even had these thoughts back then, dude. I was like, oh, he's a fucking poser. But he's like straight up Jamaican, I think, dude. But he said, live pon de rhythm. Not rhythm, pon de rhythm, when me ride and me lyrics provide electricity. Gal, oh dude, nothing more sexist than saying gal. Come here, gal, sit on top of me body. Hey, do you see me sitting in the chair, gal? Get over here and percolate your hip. Percolate the hip and oscillate the hip. You must know the difference, gal, you dumbass bitch. So sexist to be Jamaican, dude. Here we go. In the background, after everything, where they're like, "Wow!" Everything he says, "Yo, sexy ladies on par with us. Wow! In the car with us. Wow! Them nah war with us. Wow! In the club, them want flex with us. Wow! To get next with us, them ka vex with us." Dude! That's the most amazing shit I've ever heard. But like I was saying before, like this is hip-hop reggae. But back in the day, you had actual reggae, like Mad Cobra. And where he's like, flexa, it time to obsexa. And I remember hearing that shit when I was a kid. I never was super into it. Like, I loved Return of the Mac, but I was never super into Mad Cobra. But then there was Shabba Ranks, dude. Shabba Ranks was his name, dude. And then ASAP Ferg. First of all, the ASAP thing. As soon as possible, Ferg. As soon as possible, Rocky. I mean, they're rappers, so they probably have like a different thing for it. It's probably like ass slap, ass pussy is probably what it stands for with them, dude, because they're rappers and everything always means like double and triple meanings with rappers. But they had that one song called, I guess it was like an ode to Shabba Ranks, but like, it's one of the most ridiculous fucking, like, here, let me see if I can find it. I know I can find it. All I gotta do is type it into fucking YouTube. I mean, that's how the internet works. It's 2020. Let's get it together, man. All right. Here we go. You guys are just, man, we're chilling in here. You guys are just chilling with me and waiting patiently while I look up YouTubes. Here we go, dude. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more. Shabba.
Yeah.
Intro's too long. Get to it. Short nigga, but my dick tall. Okay. First of all, short, but my dick tall. Is he short though, dude? Because if ASAP Ferg is like 5'11, then he's lying, dude. Yeah, I'm short, but my dick tall. And then ASAP Rocky starts his verse out like this too. But fuck this verse, dude. Okay, he's American, but he's doing. Okay, I see what he's doing. He's doing the actual Jamaican accent. Two shots to a Baba Clot, man. Shabba Ranks, let it go on your brain. Shabba Ranks, let it go to your brain. All right, let's get to it.
Coop full of bad hoes.
Here we go.
Shabba.
Shabba ranks.
Ah.
8 gold rings, dude. Dude, and Shabba Ranks, if you look him up, like, he always had the smallest little circular gold glasses on that were so 90s, and he always did have, like, 9 chains on. And so, it's such a flex, dude, to have so much jewelry. If I ever got rich, I'm having 4 rings on each one of my fingers, dude. Like, to where it goes all the way up to the cuticle. Fuck that. I'm not even going to be able to bend my fingers because I'm going to have so many rings on. I'm just going to be straight hands all the time. And chains, dude, I'll have so many I'll look like the baby, dude. The baby wears way too many chains and he looks like he's like Mr. T's nephew. And if I had all those chains, let me tell you something, dude. I have long hair now and my hair is fucking thick and it's heavy. And sometimes when I'm in the shower, I'll pull out like 50 strands of hair and I'm like, well, I'm going bald, so it's probably getting close to the end for me. Because if I lose all my hair, I'm hiring somebody to end it. But I think that it's like girls, dude. When girls have long hair, they lose so much of it. And I heard from a fucking hair expert, she's like, you lose 500 hairs a day. And I guess you got like 800,000 hairs on your head. So when I lose 9 in the shower, I'm immediately panicked. But my hair is long now. And like I said, dude, it's heavy and it's plush and it's beautiful. I've got it pulled up right now. But when it's all out, like I have a really hard time holding my head up. I look like a human Funko Pop, dude. And one of my buddies actually called me that. He said, you look like a Funko Pop, dude. And that's the end of that story. Anticlimactic, all good, but that's the end of that story. And it gets real hard for me to hold my head up, and a lot of times my neck hurts because my head is so big and my body is like so slim and little, even though it's winter and I start to pack on the pounds in the winter. But I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about, dude. Oh, yeah, I would have so many chains on that I would literally just walk around like Quasimodo. I'd be hunched over and fucked so bad. And then, here. One gold tooth. Like I'm Shabba Ranks. Shabba. Dude, the way that they just say it. Shabba. Oh, my God. This shit bangs, though, dude. 8 gold rings like I'm Shabba Ranks. 4 gold chains. Nope, I fucked up. What does he say? 2 bad bitches? Oh, dude, no. That's one thing, dude. Like, even if I wasn't in a happy relationship, one thing I could never do if I was like a super rich baller is have more than one chick around, especially if it's a fucking quote unquote bad bitch, dude. Do you realize how much they would be bitching all the time, dude? Like Dan Bilzerian always has like 9 hot chicks around him. Think of how fucking irritated he is all the time, dude. They just go out to dinner and fucking all of them's like, the chicken's cold. This wine doesn't taste right. And, dude, one bad bitch is enough. You take me, I don't know about you, dude, but I take a bad bitch to dinner, which I wouldn't, because full disclosure, I'm in a very happy relationship. My girl's going to listen to this, and if I don't fully disclose, she's going to be like, why didn't you say that you're in a relationship with me? Why are you making all of these girls that listen to your podcast think that you're single? So I'm not doing that. And she's listening to this right now, and she knows it, dude. She knows that she'd say it. But even if I wasn't, let's say I never knew her, and I take a bad bitch to dinner, and she's like, it's cold in here. Dude, I'm saying check. Give me the check. Shaba, dude. I'll shout that to the waiter in a heartbeat. Shaba! And the waiter will know, oh, he's got a bad bitch in here and he's needing his check. So if two of them, they're just like, the chicken's cold, the wine's bad. These fries taste like they're at least 8 minutes old and I can't eat that. This lobster's rubbery. I need more ice in my drink. So annoying, dude. Fuck that. Poor Shaba Ranks, dude. What an amazing song. Oh, I'm skinny but my dick long. Yeah, I'm fat but my dick's fat. And I like Kit Kats. That's why my fucking dick's fat. Hey, did you get that? Oh, dude. What a fucking... I gotta shake my bracelets, dude. That's what I do when something fucking amazing and raw happens, dude. I just shake my bracelets, bro. God. Skinny but my dick long. Shaba. God, man. That's amazing. Music today fucking sucks, but I'm so glad that YouTube exists because you can go back and listen to music when it was actually good, because nothing's good anymore. All it is now is just, I got a bad bitch and I got a fucking gold chain and I got fucking Balenciaga shoes and I got my fucking hair did and I'm in the club and I got money. That's all it is. Everything with rap nowadays is just a flex. It's just a flex, dude. The baby in every song is like, yeah, I got a fucking bad bitch and I got fucking chains around my neck and I got guns and I'll shoot you. And you come around me, I'll fight you. And you come around me, I'll shoot you. If you come around me, I'll fight you. Got bad bitches, got chains on, got rings on, got pain, got planes, bro. I'll take a fucking private jet and plane and I go fucking fly around to Europe. And then I go fucking fly around to Asia and then I go fly around to Russia. Like, who gives a fuck? Put some content out there, man. A few people still do it right, but not many, man. Not many. Oh, man. That reggae shit fucking took it out of me, dude. Whenever I come in here, I always feel like I'm not gonna have anything to talk about. And once I sit down for about 10 minutes, I start fucking rolling, dude. And then the train is rolling. It's... And about 20 minutes in, we're fucking... And at 40 minutes, dude, the fucking train has derailed and we're off into the woods, dude. It's just... And in my head, that's what a train off the rails going through the woods would sound like. And then there's obviously going to be some cracking because of the trees and And that's it, dude. Listen to me. 43 minutes, and I'm fucking, I'm fucking singing mariachi, dude. The train's off the rails, and it's making mariachi music, dude. Oh, I'm exhausted. Fuck, man. Alright, I'm gonna try and reel it back in. One of my favorite things about people and about human interaction is passive aggressiveness, dude. When people are being, they have such a pleasant tone, but they're being so shitty, dude. Like, you're at Thanksgiving and you're a fucking kid and you're like, why doesn't this ever go the way I want it to go? And your fucking mom in front of your whole giant family is just like, well, if you would do things right, if you weren't such a fuck up, then maybe it would be a little bit different. Dude, I live for that shit, dude. I live for it. It's like, I wish I had money, man. I wish I had more money so I could buy my own stuff. God, this world isn't fair. They're just like, well, when you turn 16, you can go out and get a job, get your own money, you fucking loser. Dude, it's my favorite fucking thing about human interaction. It really is. It's better than yelling. It's better than yelling. When Arnold said it's better than coming on the fucking Pumping Iron. It's better than coming. I come in the day, I come in the night. It's better than yelling. It's better than talking loud. And I was on YouTube the other day, and I don't know. I was looking up. I forget what I was looking up, but I came across this thing about Charles Bukowski, the poet, and he was. I've known about Bukowski for a long time. I've read some of his poems and stuff like that. He's a good poet, but he's very cynical, and he's straight up just a fucking dickhead, dude. Had good poetry, straight up fucking dickhead. And I came across, I guess they did this documentary on him. And there's this clip in the documentary where he's completely trashed. And he's sitting on a couch with his woman. I guess it's his wife. The way he talks, I'm assuming that it's his wife. He never fully discloses that. But he's sitting on a couch with his wife, dude. And he never, I mean, until the end, he never loses his cool. He just stays very calm, and he says the most terrible shit that you could ever say to a person, especially your woman, dude. You ever talk to your fucking woman like this? You need to be taken out back, and you need to have a principal's paddle put to that ass back when they could actually do that back in the day. But listen to this shit, dude. This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. I hope the quality is good. I hope you guys can hear this because it's kind of an old video.
Barbe Schroeder didn't have enough money to make Barfly the film yet, and so he decided to get some professional people and do a documentary on Hank, sort of interview.
She calls him Hank. His name's Charles Bukowski.
Several months coming over here on weekends for hours after hour after hour, and
all right,
sitting
get to
inside
it.
And outside. And one night he was interviewing
saying too
Hank,
many words.
It had been a long day, and Hank had 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 bottles of wine, and he was
to himself,
a little
belligerent. Dude. And first of all, okay, he's sitting here. He has a lilac button-up shirt on that I'm almost 100% sure the buttons are crooked. Like, you know how I don't wear many button-ups, but when I have to, it feels like I always fuck the buttons up. And one side of the shirt on the bottom will be hanging down way lower than the other side. And then the collar is all janky and fucked up. That's what his shirt looks like right now. And they're smoking the thinnest cigarettes. You know when you were a kid and they had candy cigarettes and they can't do it anymore because that wouldn't be PC to give off the inclination that kids, that it's okay to smoke. God, I had a tough time getting that out. But, and his hair is so fucked up. She said he had like 5 bottles of wine, dude. If I had 5 bottles of wine, first of all, I would have the worst headache of my life. Second of all, I would have the worst indigestion of my life. And third of all, I wouldn't have made it to bottle number 2 before I passed the fuck out dead. And so he's definitely an alcoholic if he can fucking pump through alcohol like that.
What's been used? Because I'm a good guy. And women, when they meet me, they say, "I can use this son of a bitch." I can push him around.
So
he's
calm.
He's a going guy.
So calm and pleasant.
So I do it.
So mean, though.
But you know, finally, I get to resent it a bit.
What do you resent?
He's got Beethoven hair that is all fucked up on one side. One side is like perfectly slicked down, and the other side is all out, all over the place, all frayed. So he looks like Harvey Two-Face in the old cartoons, dude. It's amazing.
Being pushed.
Pushed?
Yeah.
Just sitting there. I know what he's feeling, dude, because I don't handle alcohol super well. So when I get drunk, I'll just sit there and like zone out and try not to fall on my face. And I think that's like what he's trying to do. But basically what he's saying is that he's a nice guy and he just lets women run all over him. And he's saying this in front of his girl.
Why do you let yourself be pushed by this kind of shit, you idiot? Why do you allow yourself to be pushed by this sort of thing?
She fucked up by calling him an idiot.
I've told you 1,000 times to leave. You won't leave.
Shitty, dude. She's like, you're such an idiot. Why do you think that I run over you? And he's just like, every time I tell you to leave and you never get your shit and you never get the fuck out of the house. So calm and yet so shitty, dude.
To leave, you won't leave.
Wait a minute, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Why do you continually allow yourself to be pushed?
Because I'm kind-hearted. I'll give the other person another chance.
He's getting so frustrated lighting that tiny little cigarette. He's boiling inside, but his outside demeanor is so cool, calm, and collective.
Giving you dozens of chances. You keep pushing, pushing. And you keep laughing at me. That's why I'm going to tell you. I'm getting an attorney. I'm going to get your ass moved out of here.
That's why I keep telling you that I'm going to get an attorney. And I'm going to get your ass moved out of here. So crisp and just fades off like the end of a fucking movie, dude. Just fades to black at the end of every one of his sentences. That's why I'm going to get your ass out of here. If you want to look this video up, it's called Bukowski Getting Pissed. It's what the video's called, dude. And he's just looking at her like he could take a cleaver to the middle of her head.
I can move your ass out of here so bright and so fast with a Jewish attorney.
Oh, wow, dude. First of all, got so poetic. And then second of all, had to specify. He had to specify that it'll be a fucking Jewish attorney. I could move your ass out of here so bright, so poetic, so bright, and so fast. It'll make your head spin, and I'll get a Jewish attorney, and you'll be out of here.
You're going to feel like your ass is skinned.
I want to hear Charles Bukowski in the middle of this interview just say, Shaba!
The last woman on earth that I can get.
Never have thought about it.
Yeah, well, you better start thinking.
Wow, dude, he's so mean to her. I feel so bad for her because she's on camera and you can tell that her fucking feelings are just being obliterated by this fucking poetic cocksucker. And he's just like, do you think that you're the last woman on earth that I could have? And she's like, I never put much thought into it. And he's like, he's just so fucking, like he's a greaser in 1956, just puffing his cigarette, trying to remain so cool. And he's just like, well, you better start thinking about it. So dick, dude.
I'm turning you over to the next.
Next what?
Next guy. He can have you. I won't be the least bit jealous.
What a dickhead.
Your mayor bomba bullshit, all your goddamn staying out every night bullshit. I don't need the kind of woman you
If
are.
You fucking... Bro, if I told my girl any of this, she'd cut my fucking dick off in my sleep. It wouldn't matter that, you know, that's my instrument. As a nice way to put it, it doesn't matter. If I ever told her, I'm gifting you to the next one, and she's like, the next what? The next guy. I won't be the least bit jealous. I'll wrap your ass in Christmas paper, put a bow on your fucking head, and I will gift you to the next guy. I would wake up in the morning without a dick. Just balls, dude. And she might fucking take them, too.
night after night going out. What good are you? I'm gonna get my.
All right, now it's jumping to her after she's old, much older.
You, and he's gonna get you out of this house.
Even
get
she's like, why did he have to say Jewish lawyer?
Mortifying, and the camera was rolling. I mean, they had a perfect thing going there. This is pretty exciting.
Oh yeah, that's a dream for a fucking filmmaker.
Doing something else.
Because I live with a woman, or she lives with me. She doesn't live with other people.
I do live with other people, and I'm going to for the rest of my life.
Okay, so I kind of see where he's coming from, because I think that she fucks around on him, but he probably fucks around on her too, dude. Like, you don't become a super genius poet without having so much fucking shit wrong with you, dude.
I'm going to turn you over to them, don't you see?
No.
And loses his mind when she's like, no, you're not gonna do that. He's like, oh shit. And they're sitting on a couch together, and he just starts kicking her with his bare feet that you know fucking smell like so much feet, dude. They smell like, because he probably wears those thin socks all the time that businessmen wear. And I've worn those thin socks, and let me tell you, dude, they make your fucking feet stink bad. So not only is she getting kicked by him, physically assaulted on this couch on camera, but she's also having to smell his fucking business feet, dude. And it's bad.
I know I'm going to turn you over to them, don't you see?
He loses his shit when she disagrees, right?
Oh, shit! You fucking cunt!
You fucking cunt!
You walk out on me every fucking night, you fucking whore!
Oh my god, dude.
You bitch! Who do you think I am? Just, I'm going to do this, live with other people. You fucking shit!
That's when I got my guts.
I hope so.
I never took it again.
Okay, good.
Never.
Because if you were to take that, then obviously it would be 1955. Because that's when men ran over women. They're just like, I'm going to come home from work and you better have dinner ready or I'm putting the belt to your ass. Crooning, dude. You better have it ready or I'm putting the belt to your ass. And it better be pork chops and peas al dente or I'm putting the belt to your ass. Yeah, dude, so passive aggressive and then get so the most aggressive and starts hitting her, dude. You can't do that. And I'm not advocating that, but it made me fucking laugh hard, dude. It made me laugh hard when he's just like, yeah, you're a fucking whore, and I'm putting your ass on the street, and that's the end of it. And the Jewish lawyer's going to help me. Oh, man. Closing the laptop. I think that's it, dude. I think we did enough for today. I think we're killing it. This was a fun episode, dude. I had a lot of fun with fucking Shaba. Shaba ranks, dude. God, I fucking love reggae. But anyways, follow podcasts, subscribe, follow my Instagram, raw_ScholarMac. Do all the things. And we're out of here, dude. Remember, go back sometimes and listen to the fucking old music, because it's going to bring you back. And you're gonna love that, because music fucking sucks, dude. And until next time, dude, you guys be easy. I'm out.